share with you this morning my testimony, and I tell people everywhere I go, it hadn't always been this way for me. Usually at this time of day, on Sunday morning, I'd be waking up with a hangover in jail somewhere. I gave this little track out, and it tells my poem. In 1969, I dove through the top story of the Lincoln County Hospital, four stories high. I was in DTs, been drunk a month, and of course, I spent time in jail, and I'm not proud of that. 6 months in prison, I spent a lot of time in the county jail and stuff like that. Lost about everything I had because of whiskey. I was 13 years old, took my first drink, and at 27, I was a chronic user of alcohol. And so I used to go in DTs, tremors. The dope addicts, you know, they called it a cold turkey or whatever. But after a while, alcohol produces such a craving for itself. And what you really want is not what you want. And that high you get, after a while, you can't get it out of one or two drinks. You got to take three and four, and you get on and on. And so, but when I got saved, I was getting 40 cans of beer a week. And in Catawba County, you could buy 8 pints of whiskey. And I wasn't able to work or anything. But when I jumped through that top store at Lincoln County Hospital, I was in tremors, DTs. They had me tied into bed. And I went two stories at one flight and landed on the ledge of the kitchen. It's not like it is now. They got another part down to the ground. And, I mean, not at the front. It's built more, too. And then on down to the ground. It punctured my lung, broke 6 ribs, busted my head wide open. Cracked my back and broke my foot, and I was hemorrhaging inside. The doctor told my mother and dad I wasn't, you know, I was in the hands of a higher power. Well, God let me live, but if I died in that condition, I'd have went to a place called hell. And do you know that somehow or another, through a long train of circumstances, I finally ended up in jail. I called all the friends that I had, you know, when I had whiskey and money and a driving license, and all those friends, you know, I thought were my friends. Nobody came out to get me out of jail. And I realized right there for the first time in my life, outside of my immediate family, I didn't have any friends outside of the Lord, my family, except the Lord Jesus Christ. And I got out of that thing, out of jail. My mother came and got me out. And the next week, my father told me he'd take me back to work. He had a grading business. He couldn't work me because I'd get drunk, tear up some of his heavy equipment. We knocked beds off of dump trucks and stuff like that. But two men from Antioch Baptist Church up there, he probably knows where it's at. Probably knows some of the old pastors, maybe a priest there, Clyde Reap, and some of the old guys back in there. And Ernie Richard, you probably know Ernie. Pastor of Providence Road Church up in off number 10 now. But anyway, he had witnessed to me, but two men from that church knocked on my door. Now, they didn't invite me to church. They invited me to Jesus. And there in that living room, I got born again. But this is a little poem that I got, wrote. It kind of sums up my testimony, and then I'll try to sing my song. Since I knew a young man once lost out in sin. He was an alcoholic and thought he had many friends. He drank whiskey by the bottles and beer by the cans. The devil had him in his power, leading him by the hands. Had a good wife, kind, simple, and sweet. And the cutest little boy you'd ever want to meet. And he worked only a day or two a week to buy whiskey instead of food for them to eat. A wife and a child without food or clothes. And the rough times they had, God only knows. Then came the DTs, if you know what I mean. The devil and the demons and evil things he had seen. Then trying to sober up in a hospital four stories high. Dive through a window, but God said it's not his time to die. Months went by and his wounds began to heal. And to buy whiskey, he had to rob and steal. Then at last, all alone in jail, all his friends had forsaken him, and nobody to go his bail. There lost all alone, something seemed to say, try the Lord Jesus, he's the only way. The Lord Jesus Christ came into his life. He's back now with his family, his child, and his wife. He carries the devil's scars all over his face, but inside his heart's changed because of God's grace. The Lord Jesus saved his soul and set him free. I know, my friend, because that man was me. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend so strong and true, I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sins and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me. All my life was full of sin when Jesus found me. All my heart was full of misery and woe. Jesus placed his strong and loving arms around me, and he led me in the way I ought to go. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend so kind as he. No one else could take the sins and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me.
Amen.